This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boys in the studio with me. And then on via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy in Virginia. We have the Scuba Cowboy in Denver. And now we are joined by author Eric Douglas in North Carolina. Where? No, Virginia. He's in West Virginia. That's right. And I got it right?
Greg, you go through this every time.
I know.
Write it down.
I'm not. Right.
Jimmy, give him a post-it note or something.
Wheeling, Greg.
Oh, no, not Wheeling. It's just West Virginia. That's all I know.
Well, Wheeling is a city in the state of West Virginia. It's not the city I'm in, but it's a city in the state of West Virginia.
Hints, obvious hints.
So you're saying Bubble Boy is closer than I am, is what you're saying.
Bubble Boy is closer than you are, but that's pretty true most of the time, isn't it?
Well, that's true. You know, the fact that I can remember where I am, let alone anyone else, is icing on the cake as far as I'm concerned. So, look.
Well, you do travel an awful lot, Greg, so.
And you are a professional rum taster.
Yeah, well, I was drinking Sailor Jerry's last night.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons
that's
why.
Good stuff.
The brain cells aren't quite firing the way they should today. But
if we're going down the rum road, Florida Cogna for me.
Florida Cogna.
Florida Cogna rum?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. How about what year? What year do you like there, Eric? What do you think?
At least the 7 year.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
At least. Yeah.
It makes it smoother, doesn't it? The older,
it
the smoother.
Makes it smoother.
Yeah. All right. Well, we could.
Which is the story I keep telling, too.
Yeah. Welcome to Rum Radio, world's first radio show devoted to rum. But anyway, that's just like one of the little side activities that we get ourselves involved in. You know, after our diving is done, why not? Right? At the Tiki Bar. Yeah. You know, you get to sample a few of those things. But yeah, I had Sailor Jerry's last night. That was the first time. And that's pretty good stuff. It was not bad at all. I think they picked it up at Costco. I don't know where they got it, but I don't know if it's that exotic, but it was tasty. It worked. It did its magic and made me feel miserable as usual the next
that's
morning.
That's all we need.
Yeah. All right. Well, I digress. Let's get back on track here. Eric is a author. He has this character, Mike Scott, and has written several books. And, I don't know. I'll let you take it from here because, first of all, you got a pretty big announcement for Kindle readers, right?
Well, there's a couple really exciting things going on, but the big one just as of a couple days ago, and I've actually – the only people I've told so far have been the people who've signed up for my mailing list. So your listeners are number two on my list behind my own mailing list. I haven't said anything on social media, anything else.
We're number two. We're number two.
We're number two.
I've heard that
you can now
a lot of people have called me number two, by the way, but I think that's for a different type of rating or whatever.
And my guess is they haven't used the phrase number two.
Yeah, either. You're right. Good point. But anyway, I digress again a second time.
But we digress again.
Yeah.
But so there is now, you can get through Kindle, you can get a box set of all five Mike Scott novels and two short stories, all for one price, and it's really about 50% of what it would cost you if you bought them individually.
Very nice.
For $9.99
wow. For five
full-length novels.
That's a good deal.
Actually, seven items, five full-length novels, and then two short stories as well for $9.99.
That is so cool.
You can't beat it.
It's a great deal, you know, and you get the Kindle app on your iPad and you can, or whatever, where you have one of those Kindle readers itself. Or either way, you could get this on any electronic media like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the great thing about Kindle is they have the free apps for pretty much any mobile device, or even actually one for your computer as well. You know, if they have a Windows and I assume a Macintosh version of the reader apps, you can read books on your laptop, on your computer, or on any mobile device, on your iPad or tablet, or on your cell phone.
Well, there you go.
For free. The app's for free. The book's not.
Right. And you get this at booksbyeric.com. You go there first or the Kindle store or both?
Either way. Right. If you go straight to the Kindle store, you can search for Mike Scott Adventures. The easiest way to search it is Mike Scott Adventures box set.
Box
and that'll
set,
take
okay.
you right to it. Or if you want to go to booksbyeric.com, and I've got the link right there on the page as well.
Yeah. Now, Mike Scott is the character name, We really know this is Eric Douglas. This is what Eric does in his real life, and then he documents it and writes it and plays it off as a novel. But
I only wish my life were as exciting as I'm Mike Scott.
There's some he has some intriguing, I don't know, sexual partner or liaisons, as you would expect with a character like this. A little Bond-esque, you know, so to speak.
Been a few of those.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always a woman in the books, but yeah, he's had a run in with one or two of them.
Yeah, so
both positive and negative.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, so how many of those characters have been inspired by real life encounters there, Eric?
Does can the we Fifth say? Amendment mean anything to you?
No, not at all. This is radio. We can do
this
whatever.
Is radio. This isn't legal.
It doesn't count. No. No, yeah.
I'm still going to play the Fifth.
Yeah. It's cool, though. I mean, and he writes really, really well. I mean, if you like any kind of adventure story type stuff, or just, you know, when I read those Mike Scott books, I've said this many times before, it just, you really paint a movie type picture in your mind of what's going on, and you could see this on the big screen. I mean, they read like screenplays of a cool adventure movie, like a little Bond type of thing, a little, I don't know, Lethal Weapon element in there maybe or something. I don't know. It's just a little bit of everything, but it's cool. They're great stories, and they have a diving background to them, which makes it really brings it close to home. If you're a certified diver, you can relate to a lot of the elements that Eric throws in there that us divers can definitely connect with even better. So I love that.
The frustrating thing for most of us divers is seeing diving on TV or in the movies and going, you can't do that.
That's right.
Stupid.
Inaccurate.
And I like to think...
Yeah.
I like to think from my own experience, I've made the diving pretty accurate, but still exciting and adventurous, but nobody's doing a 100-foot dive on a snorkel either.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, the thing is you could read some of those novels, these Mike Scott adventures, and even if you're not a diver, you would actually pick up a few diving little tidbits. Because he works in little, you know, we do this because of this. You'll get the bends if you go too fast or too deep or mixed gases. I mean, all kinds of little things. You just slip them in there, which, like I said, divers can relate to. But even non-divers would maybe even pick up a few things and kind of go, oh, I didn't know that.
I have been told that many times.
Yeah.
That somebody says, you know, I learned something from that.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You never have taken off your training background. You hear what I'm saying in that regard, Eric? And I mean that as a compliment. That's a good deal. That's a good thing to have. For people to actually pick up.
I've spent a lot of time in the dive industry trying to make diving safer, and it's really hard to. I try to moderate it so it doesn't feel like I'm preaching at people, but I try to include what I can in there too.
Absolutely. Well, you do that, and more sexual liaison chapters, and you're good to go for sure. Now I'm in the middle of the Winthrow Key series. Now, was that part of that deal too, or a couple of them?
No, it's not. Winthrow Key, Tales from Winthrow Key is a collection of short stories that, if you remember, 8-9 years ago now, we actually started the very first story in that collection. We actually serialized on scubaradio.com.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Not really.
Down with the ship.
Yeah. No, I do remember, and vaguely. But I'm reading the whole series as one, because you took all these little short stories, put them together in one kind of book to kind of make a complete book.
Exactly.
It's like each, you know, short story is a chapter, or as you say at the beginning of this series, it kind of developed into like, hey, this could be a TV series type of approach.
That was the mental image I had with Winthrow Key, was that each one was a television show, basically. And, you know, so they try to read, I feel they read like if it was an hour television show.
Yeah, absolutely. And down there in the Florida Keys, you know, he sets up some of these little bars and places and characters, and, you know, you have this picture in your mind, because I've been down there. And it's real easy to relate. I love it. Booksbyeric.com is the website to go to and get some more stuff. Eric, can you hang out a little bit, or do you got to go?
Sure. No, I'll be a bit. I can hang out for a while.
All right. We're going to have Eric Douglas and the Scuba Cowboy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, and many, many more coming up next. Stay close.